Okay, so let's talk about naturopathic medicine and what's included in it. So here in Hawaii and some other states, it can be primary care. I don't remember off the top of my head what they are, but just like you'd go to your regular general practitioner, your regular doctor, you can go see a naturopath instead. So you can get your annual wellness exams done, routine blood work. We can also go deeper and do some specialty testing and look at stuff that aren't necessarily commonly looked at blood markers, but can tell us about some of the next deeper layers of the onion, some, other things that are happening that maybe aren't as apparent to other practitioners or things that don't show up in the regular routine blood work. Fertility support and pregnancy preparation. If I was, spending a lot of money and time and I really, really wanted that kind of thing to happen, I think I would be, looking at natural ways to support that. And my partner, Dr. Goto, she's very, very skilled at going into that and helping people get set up for that. So anyway, nutrigenomic analysis, which is how your genes affect your nutrition and your ability to process nutrients as they come in to process food it comes in, and what your genes are saying about your proclivities to being able to do that well or not being able to do that so well. What are you absorbing well? What are you not absorbing well? And what can we do to offset the kind of hand that you were dealt? How can we fix? Not really fix is a funny word, but how can we supplement where things maybe aren't necessarily working as well, or downregulate things that are happening too much. Nutritional counseling, which is always great to have somebody help you figure out what to eat. Naturopaths are actually trained in that. Most general practitioners actually are not trained in nutrition at all. So that I think we're seeing the problems associated with that. Supplement and nutraceutical counseling. So it's very easy to see all kinds of stuff that you should take. Like the world is full of health foods and supplements. It's kind of hard to know what to do. So it's really helpful to have somebody talk you through it. For example, until I started working with her, I had no idea that there were so many different kinds of zinc or so many different kinds of magnesium. They all do different things. So if somebody says you should take magnesium for sleep, like there's a bunch of different kinds, and there's time where you should use some over the other. So having somebody walk you through that is really important. Same thing with botanical and herbal medicine. If you don't have a background of like having grown up in a tradition where your grandmother always used this plant and this thing for that, and you have some kind of background knowledge about it, it's very, again, easy to be told you should be on this herb, you should take ashwagandha, you should take reishi, ginseng, all these things, and not necessarily have a grasp of when you shouldn't use those things. And so it is very possible, like any medicine, if it's strong enough to help you, it's strong enough to hurt you. And we see that a lot in the clinic where people don't know what they're taking and they wind up taking the wrong things or take them for too long, and it causes damage that we have to look at and figure out how to undo or mitigate. Drug review for nutrient depletion. So a lot of times being on a medication for weeks, months, years, or even decades, or multiple decades without looking at the damage done, the nutrients that are depleted that the body relies on to either process that, or that the nutrient pulls out on it, or sorry, that the medication pulls out on its way out, whatever nutrient it grabs on its way out the door. With prolonged use and not necessarily addressing the depletions will become more and more and more severe and can manifest in a variety of different ways. So we want to look at that and make sure that we're supplementing where your medications are potentially draining. So we're talking about specialty tests. Some of the specialty tests include, nutritional status. Are you deplete or excess in certain micronutrients or even macronutrients? And, not necessarily seeing how much protein or sugar that you have, but also what are the related markers and what's happening all surrounding that? Autoimmune conditions. Is your immune system attacking itself or not? And what are the markers that can look at that? Adrenal functions, endocrine health, anything with hormones, male and female hormone testing as it relates to reproductive health, and as that relates to aging or coming of age, that kind of thing. Microbiome imbalances, irritable bowel disease, irritable bowel syndrome, and small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Microbiome, like the bacteria that lives in your digestive tract, getting that sorted out can really help to change those conditions. IBD, IBS, SIBO. I've seen it in my patients, I've seen it in myself, and there's a lot of, I think microbiome is going to become hugely important in the next, I don't know, 20, 30, 50 years maybe, in health. And getting that sorted out will save you a lot of embarrassment, a lot of frustration, a lot of pain, a lot of discomfort. So we can also test for those things. Or, naturopaths have the ability, many of them have the ability to do that. Heavy metal toxicities can cause, like mercury is the classic one. We know about that. There's other heavy metals in our environment, toxicity that can, toxic heavy metals that can cause problems in our body. And I'm sure if you Googled heavy metal toxicity, you'd see lots and lots of symptoms, and I think you'd probably recognize that a lot of you may have those. So food sensitivities, what foods are working for you, what aren't working for you, advanced cardiovascular panels, even beyond what's tested in regular basic testing, inflammatory markers, mold allergies is a big one. Mold causes a lot of problems for people. Neurotransmitters, do you have the right amount of neurotransmitters? Are they working well? Organic acids, nutrigenomics, we talked about, and chronic viral infections. Definitely, a lot of people have lingering low-grade chronic viral infections, like mononucleosis, Epstein-Barr, Lyme's disease. And now we'll probably see that with chronic COVID too, as we go further and further down the line. I don't know of any ways to test for low-grade lingering COVID yet. I don't know if a test like that exists, but point being, chronic viral infections cause problems that are a little bit trickier to trace unless you know to look for chronic viral infections. So I think everybody should get tested for that at some point. It's pretty low. It's low risk, high reward for sure. Nutrigenomic analysis. So again, we talked about using your. So we use a software called Opus 23, which will look at your genetics and tell you what's going on with your genes and how that relates to what issues may be predisposed to have developed based on the way that the genes work. That's not my area of expertise. I don't know, but I know it's very interesting and I've learned a lot from it. And I use that in my day-to-day life. Microbiome analysis we talked about, right? Can microbiome, if the balance of the gut flora is off, you want to have a diverse, healthy balance of different kinds of bacteria. But if you have an overgrowth of one, or you've been on antibiotics a lot, you can run into issues like gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, SIBO, IBS, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, RA, psoriasis, lupus, and some other complications that are outside of kind of the digestive tract or the immune system would be anxiety, weight issues. Yeah, could be part digestive tract, could also be hormone related, could be a number of things, insomnia, and kind of overall health. Like the digestive tract is tied to every other organ system. I mean, they're all connected, but specifically when the digestive tract goes haywire, everything else is going to slip. When the digestive tract is fixed, everything else benefits. Fix, again, being a funny word, but optimized or changed for a more beneficial balance. And yeah, and that can lead to having correct balance of that can prevent and preemptively treat, again, some of the aforementioned diseases. So yeah, we like to analyze how the food metabolizes, what nutrients are coming in, what nutrients are deficient, calories, how are you absorbing all of that, and how does that all relate to weight loss or weight gain, which is a big question for people. They want to know how to lose weight, they want to know how to keep it off, and or why they're gaining weight. So that's a little bit of a window into naturopathic medicine. I hope it's helpful. I've been Dr. Santander. Thank you for listening.